painting of varnishing, whatever. And a chap who had been dinghy sailing had a couple of sails, but much too big for Claire's boat. But no, they went up on her boat, and being on her dinghy, and this dinghy would really go fast with it, and she enjoyed it. But it's very interesting. For some reason, I tried to sail her dinghy, and I couldn't get it going. The sail, she had so much weather helm that as soon as the sail was pulled in at all, she would turn into the wind before the rudder bit. And this went repeated itself. I just couldn't get her underway. And it was amazing. And our own dinghy, our big dinghy, there she has a huge rudder. And the intention of this was that the girls, when they were young, they could get into that dinghy and get easy control, even at almost no speed. And that, I think, probably proved it. And we kept it sort of rather like a barge rudder. Not very deep, but deep enough not to come out if you're running in rough weather. We did lose a pintle once. One summer, we were at Stone Point, and if you sail up into the Walton Reach, is it called? I don't know, what do you call it? Towards the town from the sand. But before you get to the end of the mud on the port side, the saltings on the port side coming in, is a route through to the outside, and it's high water, and on a good tide you can see there's water all the way. So we decided to do this, and we were sailing along, but at the very peak of this trip, I should really have unshipped the rudder and steered by oar, because we hit the bottom going at a reasonable speed, and that broke a pintle. Anyway, so we completed the circumnavigation, which is interesting. And have you, I suppose you've read the story of the possibility of that route opening up, and the channels altering around Walton. It could be quite devastating, because if the main channel out gets shallower, this other one will be liable to be very tidal. The boats will get sort of landlocked for a lot of time. Anyway, that may be far away in the future. But when they were very small, the girls enjoyed messing around in two dinghies. And we went round to Kirby Creek quite often. And they would just play as people, as children do in dinghies, chase each other, investigate this, investigate that. And at low water around there, in those days, there were some of these worms, they're called, But if you look at it, you think it's a plant. And it's got cilia that come out and it whirls around and swirls the water around, and that brings their food to them. And if you touch them, or they are aware of anything approaching them, they will suddenly collapse and dive back into the mud, just withdraw, whoosh, back, and they're gone. And another time, there was a young seal, and our two girls were about, 100, 150 feet apart, and this seal would surface somewhere, and they were going to go, they would chase over to where he was, because he disappeared. And then he'd suddenly appear somewhere else, and they would chase him, and he played with them. That's great fun. We went over to the north side of Hamford Water, and that's an analogy. You want a good dinghy for that. And there's a, not quite a yacht club there, but as an area there where there's landing stages, and there are quite a number of dinghies. And there must be some activity there. There's also a factory there that makes gunpowder. And the ship comes up every so often with gunpowder, all collected. I don't know which way around it is. She comes up on a rising tide, and I don't think she stays very long. But it's a nice, you can do a nice circumnavigation there among the saltings, and you can come out in a very unusual exit opposite Stone Point. You feel you're at sea when you come out. And the other interesting trip is to go right to the top of the backwaters in a dinghy and see where the barges used to come. I think loading bricks, I think. And there's a semi-canal piece where I suppose they dug it out and made another wall. So it's almost like a walled-in canal at the top. And you can go to the end of that, and there's a... That's right, of course that's right. There's a brick kiln there. And I think it's one of these things that's being preserved. And we were up there one day, and the men were working, restoring it. It needed a bit of repairs. But it's like as far as I remember, a big dome, which you can go inside. I suppose the whole thing was made hot, and the bricks were cooked inside.
Did you take Witchy's bowsprit in very often?
No. Very, very, very rarely. I don't think you can get it off the stem head ring without taking the mast out. I have a feeling, I can't quite remember, but it may be possible to slide it back. But then when you try to lift it, the ring on the stem head is sort of several inches from lengthwise, and it doesn't allow much upward motion. First you've got to get it clear of the bits. When we had this steel
Bobsleigh.
Bobsleigh. When we had the seal bobsleigh, then you had to get the dinghy out and go round and unbolt everything. It's much handier having the chain there. Much handier.